Thank you, Blockhead Nation, for checking out the Your Favorite Blockhead podcast. And I want to mention to you now that if you have not been paying attention to the More Than A podcast, then guys, you are sadly missing out, because Luke, Jack, and Charlie from More Than Media have put together one amazing podcast for the podcasting world on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So after you listen to my episode, go check out More Than A podcast and see how morethan.media can meet so many needs for you and truly give you more. Because not only can you listen in for entertainment, whether that's for music, whether that's videos or podcasts, you also can get wedding bundles. These guys are going to put together a unique, timeless package for you with full coverage of your wedding done right. So go out and check out the More Than A podcast, but also check out morethan.media for your updates on weddings, entertainment, and more. And check out their shop page. Check out their merchandise. This is your favorite Blockhead, and I approve this message for the More Than A podcast internet show. And I also support morethan.media. Go there today. Live. Good evening, friends. Good evening, Blockhead Nation. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. Tonight, those that are tuning in, I know a lot of you are looking for a reprieve. I certainly am too. From this COVID-19 outbreak, we are in a very unique time period, but I believe it's something that we will be stronger for when we come out the back end. But tonight I won't focus on that. I actually come to you with a sincere apology to the Blockhead Nation. There have been a lot of you that have really been the backbone of the continuance of this show. There are so many of you that when I sat down and started putting together a Google Doc just to make sure that I didn't leave anybody out of the layout and all the shout-outs that I'm doing tonight, it ended up being 2 pages long. That's still saying something when you think about all who have contributed to the show. And in return, Blockhead feels like I have not giving you your due diligence. So instead of focusing on MMA, which has been brought to a screeching halt at this point, not canceled but postponed until further notice, for those of you that are tuning in and wanting some insight on the Peanuts, well, you can get a little bit of that in between here, but there are a lot of unclosed chapters that do need to be addressed on this show, but really they all are in a positive light. That is what tonight is all about. For those of you that are tuning in, I'm probably going to give you a shout out. If somehow Blockhead misses you, which is still possible, then I give my sincerest apologies. This one's a little bit unique. Normally when you do these kind of shows, it's meant for when you either have your 100th episode or your 200th episode. Well, I'm going to bend the rules a little bit. Just recently watched an episode of Seinfeld, because it happens to be on Hulu. And the very last episode before the final show is the compilation of all of their bloopers and all of their big moments for the show. And at the very end, you have that familiar song by Green Day called Good Riddance. And really, that is applicable to what we're facing now, isn't it? What do the lyrics say? Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist and directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. Give my respects to Green Day, making sure that those lyrics are as close as I possibly can make them as I make this point. But while we're here, maybe just to have a little bit of a distraction, to be able to welcome you in and for Blockhead to do a better job of that. So it was also because I sat down and recently did an interview with a good friend of mine, another fellow podcaster. And even though we compliment each other very well, there's this, man, a lot of people have really helped see this through. This podcast would not be here if it wasn't for all of you, in some way, shape, or form. For all of your listening into the show, for all of you that have contributed in some way, if you've been a guest, if you are a consistent listener, you're probably going to be addressed tonight. I did my best to compile all this together and just to take a moment to thank all of you. And I wish I had done it sooner. Episode 100 was more of the big pivotal moments, and now it's time for some fan appreciation. That's what's going to happen tonight. This is Blockhead Nation appreciation. On my end, I am giving all of you a huge round of applause for being part of this journey with me and as we continue to go on. There are a lot of other guys that will do a podcast and they will find other ways to thank the listener, whether it's a certificate of awesomeness. Yes, I'm talking about recently the Curiosity Channel. I'm very glad to have my certificate from the sensei himself. I also have seen others who have done things on their Patreon account, or they have also just done personal shout-outs on the show. And again, I have lagged a lot in this department. So if we can just take it back to the inception of this show, the first person I want to thank is my very first quote-unquote guinea pig experimental guest. The first guest I ever had is one of my oldest friends, Matthew Gilliland. Now, Matt came on and graciously did the podcast with me back when the only thing I knew how to do was to put the episodes up on SoundCloud. Well, now that things have changed and now we've got a bigger crowd on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Play, mostly on Apple Podcasts is where most of y'all are listening. Most of y'all, the traffic is coming through the Facebook page. That tends to be where I see most of it coming. But he was the first one right out of the chutes to come on and do a podcast with me. And we easily talked for about 2 hours. And unfortunately, that one is not in the archives. And that can only be attributed to my lack of abilities with technology when it came to the podcast. So what needs to happen is, Matt, if you're listening, we need to run that story back and talk about your experiments with Mars One, about you scattering your father's ashes all over the United States. That is his father, Patrick, God rest his soul. And we need to go ahead and just revisit that story. Now, at that time, I will tell you ahead of time, Matt probably won't mind me mentioning to the Blockhead Nation that he is what is called a devout Bernie-crat. Well, by the time that we spoke, Trump was only running for president, and now we've almost got 4 years later, and I'm sure that the episode for that would be very interesting. Even though Blockhead tries to stay away from politics, I still think that we should give Matt his due diligence. So if you're listening tonight, Matthew Gilliland, thank you again for being my very first guest. The second one that I want to give a thank you for tonight is my good friend Lindsay Folks. She, again, came on and was gracious enough to be part of the show back when all I knew how to do was put it up on SoundCloud. And unfortunately, that one has been scattered into, and all the ashes have spread into this thing the kids call the internet, and there's no way to piece that episode back together again. And I can only hang my head when I think about that, because me and Lindsay had a tremendous episode, and Lindsay's advice would have been very helpful to a lot of our populace if they had listened to what she said. Her main point was to not follow the butt of the person in front of you. I kid you not, those are her words. And why do I say that? It sounds like I'm not being serious, but I am. Is that if so many people had not seen these pictures of these empty racks inside of a department store and went, oh my gosh, I've got to go get toilet paper before everything disappears, well, maybe this herd mentality and this hysteria wouldn't have been as serious if we had listened to Lindsay Folks' advice. Maybe. Can't really prove that one otherwise, but still, a thank you and a big shout out to Lindsay for her contribution to the show. Now, to bring in guest number 3, another gentleman who I desperately need to get back onto the show. If you happen to look at the artwork that is for your favorite Blockhead, most of you know that it is a drawing of Charlie Brown with headphones, like a podcast, with his eyes rolling. And if you look at the thought bubble at the top, it's kind of hard to read because I didn't take enough time to be diligent in my writing. It says, I've developed a new philosophy. Don't be Boo Boo the Fool. Well, the third guest I had on is none other than Boo Boo the Fool himself, and that gentleman is Boris Ponder. And another episode that I lost in the digital world, that the ashes have been scattered somewhere in the internet that we cannot piece back together. So those are three episodes that are lost to the Blockhead Nation, and I desperately need to get all three of them back on for a podcast. Now, Boris Ponder is an excellent guy, and big shout out to him for being guest number three. I was honored to have him on. Lots of fun. We should definitely revisit Boo Boo the Fool joining your favorite Blockhead. Unfortunately, you won't find that if you go into the archives. Now, if you trace it back to episode number 41, there is a gentleman that I'm still friends with to this day. Do highly regard him as a brother on the internet and also in podcasting, because this man, Kevin Brother Sin Sinir, is truly a dear friend of mine. We have had at least four episodes, if I'm not mistaken, here on your favorite Blockhead. You can go back to episode number 41, where I first introduced him onto the show. It was almost a surreal moment, and then we got used to each other. I felt comfortable in my own skin the more that I spoke with him, and he is still very much part of the show. He is always, even though there's been some things he's been facing in his life, just mostly, I'm not going to put it all out there, but I will tell you this, Brother Sin, whenever you are ready, the brick-laid wall is always available for you to come back and join Blockhead anytime that you want. This is a guy who can talk MMA, has got quite a mind for the sport, can give some serious analysis to it. And yes, you can go back and listen to some of the episodes where he and I shared the podcasting world together. Good times. Then we move forward to Erskine Anavatarte, Erskine Music. My goodness, what a talented young man, and what a great guest to have on the podcast. Had him on twice, one in person and one through Skype, where again, Blockhead could barely get his act together when it comes to technology, but somehow we made it work, and every time it has been nothing but an enjoyable experience. So a big shout out to Erskine Anavatarte. Now, our next guest that I speak of on this show happens to be my good friend Big Russ, soon to drop his podcast that is going to turn all heads in the podcasting world, called Loud and Opinionated. My good friend Russell Brown. Have known this man since I was 4 years old. He's always been hilarious. He's never been short on words. He is always a man that beats to a different drum, and he is cut out for the podcasting world. This one is going to be a lot of fun when he comes out. I had one with him, did a round table with him and Justin Gilley. I'll get to Rated JG in just a minute, but had to give my props to Big Russ. So Russell Brown, if you're listening, thank you for your contribution to the show. You are welcome on here anytime. If things work out according to plan, you might be seeing he and I live via video. Either way, I'll leave that for another day. Again, going down the list here for all of you, just know this is a sincere thank you to everything you contributed to the show at this point, just for being a listener and for being part of it, being guests. Most of these I'm running through right now that are on this Google Doc are guests. The next one, oh, my buddy Big Tevin. Big Tev. That episode was a lot of fun to talk to my buddy Tevin. This gentleman is a fitness guru like I've never known, and this is a guy who has an entrepreneurial mindset, and he is going to get his entrepreneurial side kicked and ready to go pretty soon too. So be watching for Big Tev as he comes out in the world. Chose me on Instagram. Be sure and check him out, my good friend Tev. Now we get to a couple who have continuously promoted your favorite Blockhead. I mean, not only am I part of the Yogis Podcast Network, but every episode from at least maybe episode 200 and maybe 20 or something like that, all the way up to episode 300 plus. Mike and Toria of the Nightly Rant have been promoting and have been plugging my show constantly. And again, there's really no other reason except that just we had an internet handshake in the podcasting world and that we have been guests on each other's shows back and forth. Sometimes I'm asking the questions, sometimes they're asking the questions. We've done swap casts many times and we've shared the platform. So I will tell you, big shout out to Mike and Toria. Able to get to episode number 300. I'm definitely hot on your heels at this point. But nonetheless, those were some good times, and they are still growing strong out there. Now, another gentleman who is a lot of fun to talk about, Brimstone. Oh my goodness, Brimstone from the Grindhouse Radio podcast. Just the ability to have him on, this man taught me more than just things in the entertainment world. This man gave me great advice as a podcaster. Always talk up. It's not that you don't want to be humble, but you don't want to demean yourself also and say, oh, I'm just a podcaster out there. I'm a guy who probably doesn't deserve to have somebody like this. No. That's not going to get people excited about being part of your show. And this is something Brimstone taught me and taught me extremely well. And the guys for the Grindhouse Radio are a lot of fun to listen to every Monday. Even though this epidemic is still going on, they're finding ways to be creative. And the Grindhouse Radio is growing strong, has won many awards for their podcast. And they are a lot of fun to listen to. Just the round table of Kim and Tom, Steven, and to have Brimstone. What an amazing compilation of people. Good people to talk to. Now, all these thank yous that have been said at this point, have to say, every time people ask me what my favorite episode is, it will probably always be episode number 120, Ride with Dan USA, my fellow shipmate from the USS Pearl Harbor, Mr. Daniel Hurd. To be able to have his story, I will tell you that his trek has been put on hold. I won't tell you too much more about it until we catch up with him. There's going to be a time where we touch base again and we'll have him on the show and he can explain what's going on with the trek with Ride with Dan USA, and we'll get into that another time. But again, nobody will ever come close to that episode, as fulfilling as it was. If you haven't gone back and listened to episode 120, make sure you grab a box of tissues before you do. Go back and check out that episode of Ride with Dan USA, episode 120 of your favorite Blockhead. We'll always be grateful for the time that I had with him. The podcast doctor, Mr. Phil Bird. Oh my goodness, what a feel-good episode with my buddy Phil, the doctor. Or as they say in Doctor Who, or if you are into Bugs Bunny, what's up, Doc? This was a guy who we could just bounce ideas off of each other all day long. We had a nice little rhythm that was going. To have the podcast doctor on your favorite Blockhead was quite a fun episode. Now we get into the most recent guest that we had. Yes, I tried to give him the gimmick Zack Attack. I don't know if anybody else out there is going to use that same term except myself, but I don't care. Zack Sanders Music, his single is dropping on March 31st. You guys have got to go check out the song Galaxy. I know a lot of you are like, I'm not much of a smooth jazz fan, Blockhead. This is a different color of smooth jazz that you are not ready for. Never heard anything like this. So make sure you go check out Zack Sanders Music, and I will be supporting him. The Blockhead Nation is in his corner for the rest of his career. So big shout out to Zack Sanders Music. Now on to a very dear friend of mine. Mr. Paul O'Rear has started his own podcast called The Curiosity Channel. We are considered what's called Curiosity Ninjas, those who tune into the show. Like, you are considered the Blockhead Nation. You will always be a part of the family. It's not really a hard application process to be a part of the Blockhead Nation, but the same way that goes with the Curiosity Ninjas. The Curiosity Ninja Sensei himself, Mr. Paul O'Rear, is already doing great things with his podcast. It was an honor to be on episode number 4 and to be his guest and for us just to have a good old time. Man, we lost track of time with all that and I would love to do that again with him. But I know that he is getting guests that are pouring in left and right, and that podcast is going to be one that everybody should be tuning into. Good times for the Curiosity Channel. It's your favorite blockhead back here again to talk to you about my friends over at Fruit of the Bean Coffee, the online coffee producer that not only will satisfy your morning craving for a delicious fresh brew of morning coffee from countries like Costa Rica, Kenya, and other South American countries, but is also changing the world for the better. Because when you purchase through Fruit of the Bean, you are also purchasing a 10% give back policy through the company. So if you purchase your ground roast coffee, your t-shirts, or your coffee mugs from Fruit of the Bean, then Fruit of the Bean will contribute that to charities that they cherish, such as the Christian Alliance for Orphans, Project Rescue, and many others. So be sure and check out Fruit of the Bean on my link for yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog, or just go online to fruitofthebean.com to learn more about how you, the Blockhead Nation, can drink coffee and do good. That is fruitofthebean.com. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Our scripture of the day is coming from Jonah chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. Now you're probably thinking, Blockhead, why are you sharing the story of Jonah at a time like this? Well, this whole section about salvation is of the Lord. That's more than a statement of fact. As you know the story, those that don't, Jonah was called to go speak to Nineveh. Well, when he decided to be defiant and he disobeyed the Lord, which in a way, running from the Lord can be the same as idolatry in this case. So this giant whale swallows Jonah, but instead of releasing him when he cries out to the Lord for help, it's when he gives this prayer of gratitude that he grants it to him. It's more than a statement of fact. It's Jonah's triumphant declaration. According to Blue Letter Bible, they will tell you that God had saved and will save, and Jonah means it personally when he says all this. He knows this is a close-up picture of who God is. It's clear that Jonah has repented, and he might wonder, when did he repent? There's indications of it that happened this entire time, but it's found in seeing repentance as more than a one-time event. It begins at one time, it must continue, and it must mature. And when this happens, you have the whale that finally does expel him from the insides. And, you know, that's the thing about it, is that the fish still worked at the command of God. Just as much as the fish was under the command of him to swallow Jonah, it's still under his command to finally let him go. And that's the thing about it, the fish doesn't resist. But we resist the will of God often. Maybe that could be a parallel to what we are facing now, is that instead of complaining and griping and belittling and bellyaching about it, this is a time, even though in seclusion, that we can send out gratitude. It even talks about in the book of 2 Chronicles that you cry out to me and you show your thanks and your gratitude, and I will heal your land. Maybe that could be something that we contemplate and chew on here tonight on the Blockhead Nation. Now, to continue further, I've covered the guests, or at least people who have had me as a guest, and we've done what's called a swap cast. Now it's time to really give some love and some shout-outs from the Blockhead to people who have devoted themselves to the show with no strings attached. And I'm talking about none other than Delvis78. Oh, man. The pro bono cartoonist of Your Favorite Blockhead, the podcast. Just from having many different conversations with Dell and with Miss Tiffany, and being able to see the youngest member of the Blockhead Nation, Mr. Clayton, 4 years old, and is already knee-deep in appreciation for what this show is, and we love him just as much on our other end. So little Clayton will continue to get great shows like this, hopefully. Miss Tiffany will always try to keep Dell in line. Yes, I went ahead and put it out there. You know how it is. The better half of our brains, mine will be the little red-haired girl. Miss Tiffany does a great job of keeping Delva 78 in line. But again, for him to do these cartoons and to put together, use his talents and put together all of these different compilations that really have told the story of this show, with nothing other than he just enjoys doing it. I mean, friends, what more could you ask for? We'll always be grateful to you, Delva 78. Big shout out to you and your family. Also to the gentleman who started what was called the podcasting experiment. Now, he's gone on to other venues, seems to be doing all right these days, quite a talented musician, but a big shout out to Bryant Erick, who continued to give me feedback on how to make the podcast better, what I should consider when it comes to consistency. I hadn't thought about how often I would do a podcast until me and him talked, because sometimes when you make a show, are you going to do one monthly? Are you doing one bi-weekly? Are you doing weekly? These are discussions that I had with him while I took down notes on pen and paper. I can honestly say that. So big shout out to Brian. To Bryant. Sorry. And obviously, for the first time for this show to go onto video format, cannot be more grateful than I am for Jansen and Kat, a.k.a. the Jedi Master, the owner and founder of Dallas On Air. Big shout out to Dallas On Air. Super grateful for you guys, and we will be seeing each other soon. When all this is said and done, Dallas On Air will be visited again by none other than yours truly, and we will continue to support Dallas On Air. It was a lot of fun to be able to contribute to their Spidey Christmas Day this year. It was a wonderful video to watch on Christmas Day for Spider-Man and his significant other to go to places in downtown Dallas and be able to give gifts to the kids that are in those neighborhoods. Just a beautiful ministry that they've got together. Not to mention the audio engineering that he does for podcasters like myself. So big shout-outs to Dallas On Air. The Dos Leprechauns Network. Jason and Nate Hendricks. Where to even begin? I believe we met each other in a time period where Jason could only scratch his head. There was a call-in segment with Kevin Sinier's podcast, and we were doing some promos for what was going on in the MMA world. And after I did my hot take and hung up like I had called into the Jim Rome Smack-Off, he comes on and says the same thing. I think he thought he was calling the Jim Rome Smack-Off, and I didn't really understand a word of what he had to say. And he's kind of figured out there's a mystique that goes with Blockhead, that sometimes you don't understand me right away, but that intrigue brings you back for more. But also, there is a level of support that goes on both sides. Huge fan of the Dos Leprechauns page. Not even a Notre Dame fan, but to be able to follow the authenticity of these two and how well they bring sports analysis for Notre Dame athletics to the listeners is just beyond contemplation. It is a beautifully put together podcast, and I know that they are growing in popularity and will continue to. Also, Nate has got his own side podcast called Halo Diehards. So if you happen to be an Anaheim Angels fan, then knock yourself out. Now we come to the gentleman who got me thinking about doing a fan appreciation tonight, and that would be none other than Justin Gilley of the Rated JG podcast. Oh man, fun times with this podcast. Honestly believed, had him on as a guest, did a roundtable with Big Russ, and honestly just believed that he had the voice and the articulation for a podcast, because a lot of us who missed the train when it came to radio broadcasting are sitting back and working in this type of format and really are just able to be ourselves and not have to work in any confines of any kind. But I honestly just believe that Justin was really well-versed and knew his stuff, and also he's a fellow MMA fan, so what better way to connect with that? So it's always been fun to tune in with him, especially when he has his wife, Miss Casey, when they get on and they do their podcast together. always informative, always a good time. You should go check out the Ray JG podcast. Big shout out to those guys. Also, most recently in the last episode, gotta give my love to Lutrition. Lou is an amazing nutritionist, but also a guy who really is comfortable in his own skin on the mic and in the podcasting world. I believe that's one of the reasons why our last episode with him and MMA fighter Shorty Torres worked so well, because you had those two that could feed off of each other, but at the same time, when questions aren't coming in that are serious for them to ask, that's when they take their little jabs at each other. And as you heard Shorty say, when he takes a jab at me, I hit him with an overhand right. And then Lou comes back and says, well, he usually hits me in the belly button because he's so short. Gotta love the rapport between those two and the rhetoric that is spewed between both of them. That's why you should go check out Inside Team Shorty and Lutrition on Instagram and on YouTube and hear what these guys are all about. To have that dynamic duo together is really something to see. Now, I'm sitting here and I am still baffled at the fact that there have been not one, not two, but three MMA fighters that have been guests on this show. And I have not taken near the time to thank them for just taking the opportunity to come on and speak with yours truly. Starting with current day UFC fighter Smiling Sam Alvey. This guy went through the house for the Ultimate Fighter. This is a guy who is in the light heavyweight division. Would love to see, after we get this whole fiasco figured out, maybe I can just throw this out here now. Let's just say, for sake of argument, that if and when, probably if, because I still think he can walk through the raindrops, that John Jones were to be stripped of this title. Well, you got the two guys who came closest to defeating him, right? You got Santos, who wants to include himself in the discussion. You can tell that especially by watching his social media, and that Reyes and Santos should go at it for an interim title, while meanwhile, the monster that knocked out his opponent and then pointed straight at John in the front row, John Blachowicz, should be the monster that one of them is going to face for the championship. That right there, even though we might say I'd love to see Reyes and John go right at it, I understand that. That's an immediate reaction to what's going on. If you want to build a narrative, that's part of what you do. But then, when all is said and done, who comes up in the ranks? It'd be awesome to watch Smiling Sam Alvey come back in and just go, hey, I finally made it to the big time, and be able to take the title. And Blockhead Nation is supporting him all of his way, all the way with his career. So Sam Alvey, just to take on, that's a guy who will talk to anybody, and I'm proof of that. So either way, Smiling Sam Alvey, thank you for your time. Check out his Instagram. Lately, his stuff with COVID-19 has been hilarious. He has taken every bit of this with a grain of salt, and he is just turning into some humorous videos throughout his house. So should check out his Instagram for Smiling Sam Alvey. Another one, Joe Daddy, Joe Stevenson, a coach for Team Quest, and a guy who really just knows the sport inside out, backwards and forwards, but has had his time as an athlete and now really gets to coach not only the guys that are on Team Quest for the UFC and Bellator and other organizations, but also to work with kids the way that he does. And he's always willing to take a minute to talk to yours truly on the phone. Recently called him just to check and see how he was doing, and he said he appreciated that. He was trying to get some of his guys ready just for a quick little workout that morning. I don't know if it worked out too well. But talked with Joe not too long ago, and they seem to be doing well over on that side of the great USA. Also, just to mention that last episode you heard Shorty Jose Torres come on from Brave Combat Federation. Fun guy to have on. Very likable guy. Great personality. And definitely somebody that all of us should be paying attention to. Go and check out his website. All you gotta do is go back to yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog. Look through the last episode, episode 131. You'll see how I've got links for Lutrition and for Team Shorty up on there. Should definitely look into that. Now that I've gotten some people that I've given my thanks to, gotta make sure there's a couple of them out there that have actually contributed on the monetization side. Now, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I care about the money when it comes to podcasting, but I didn't know that these things would actually bring in somewhat of revenue for the show in order to pay for the time that I would get at the studio. Anything that comes back into this show normally what I do is I say, all right, looks like I'm headed to Dallas On Air, because Dallas On Air has his hourly fee that he wants you to pay before you go in and do a podcast. That's how it works. So anything that the show has been taking in monetization-wise goes back to Dallas On Air. That's how it works. And one of those is ShareSale.com. If you want to get into affiliate marketing, then yours truly will gladly help you get started with that and show you how to always disclose that you are an affiliate and that a commission comes back your way when somebody purchases, as long as you're following FTC regulations. If you want help with that, the one that I've been most successful with was ShareASale.com. I'll leave that link up if you want to take a look at that podcast for the Blockhead Nation. All of y'all that are considering going into this, whether you have a blog, a website, a podcast, or if you have any ideas of doing it, you can just use social media if you wanted to, actually. But if you want to get into it, then take a look at ShareASale.com. That'll be included in the blog. Also, the Ko-fi page. If it wasn't for Delva78, my cartoonist, would never have known that you can go in and leave a $3 tip or however many you want for your favorite blockhead. That's another way I ended up going to Dallas On Air, was because several people contributed to the Ko-fi page. So if you want to leave a cup of coffee, hint, hint, a $3 tip or whatever you want, that one has tended to work better for yours truly than Patreon does. A lot of other guys that are in podcasting use Patreon, and that's fine. That just hasn't been exactly the route that I have gone. It's just how it hasn't worked out. So ShareSale.com and the Ko-fi page, I'm very thankful to those companies for putting those together for little guys like myself to roll up our sleeves, get in the trenches, and do our content, and eventually do something else we love. Like in my case, going to Dallas On Air, be able to pay the fee by what I earn from ShareSale and Ko-fi.com, and recently through Podcorn.com. You've heard me mention that as a sponsor before. This has changed everything for podcasters that want to be sponsored. This is where brands and podcasts can come together, and you can actually give your set fee on how much you're willing to work for and how much you expect to be paid in return. It's beautiful, and it's only been around since December 2019. Sincerely hoping that Podcorn.com sticks around for a while. Also very thankful to Josh Smith of the Fruit of the Bean Coffee website being a sponsor of this show, as you heard in the mid-roll for this episode. And also at the beginning of the show, you heard my newest sponsor, the More Than Media guys, More Than Dot Media. Check out More Than a Podcast. And at that, I've gone through my entire Google Doc. I'm catching my breath a little bit. And I'm sure I missed somebody that was listening here for the podcast. If you were overlooked on this list, then Blockhead sincerely apologizes for that. These are just people that have really been a huge contributor to the show, and I'm sure if I missed you, I did not intend to. But that is our fan appreciation for the first time tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I hope this was a nice little distraction from what we're all facing at this point. Once again, let us run the race with perseverance. Let us seek Him in all of our ways, and again, He will heal our land. This has been your favorite Blockhead, and I'll see you guys next time. Same Blockhead time, same Blockhead channel.